USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Myanmar military declared martial law in two townships of the country's largest city, Yangon, after mounting a deadly response to ongoing rallies against last month's coup. Myanmar's military is accused of 38 deaths and dozens of injuries on Sunday against its own people. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. inflation risk is a possibility as the Biden administration dumps $1.9 trillion of borrowed money into the economy. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers, also director of the Economic Council for Obama, have questioned whether its spending is excessive, given that the broader economy has been remarkably resilient. Police in North Carolina evacuated local businesses Sunday after they found several suspected incendiary devices near a Baptist church and a county building. Police in Brevard, a city in western North Carolina, said several devices were found near the Baptist Church of Brevard. The FBI and ATF have been called in to investigate. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
Me Too movement vocalist Vice President Kamala Harris has refused to comment on Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's mounting sexual misconduct. President Biden has finally made a comment on his longtime friend. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden has made his first comment on the ongoing scandals of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo when asked by reporters outside the White House Sunday whether the governor should resign.
I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us.
Democratic New York State Senator Alessandra Biaggi says the president's noncommittal response doesn't surprise her, but tells CNN that the mounting scandals against Cuomo show a pattern of abusive behavior.
I do think that the details of the growing sexual harassment allegations and the nursing home death cover-up, and now, today, the reports of the governor's vaccine czar calling county officials to gauge their loyalty to the governor, reveal something that is an underlying issue, which is that the New York State executive branch has been working to protect Andrew Cuomo and not the people of New York, and collectively, there is a pattern of abusive behavior.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NASCAR was getting boogity in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. overcame an early race smash with the wall and took the lead on the final restart with 25 laps remaining to earn his first victory of 2021 and his first in 31 career starts at Phoenix Raceway. Joey Logano's number 22 Penske Racing Ford came in second, and Joey said he doesn't like second place.
I was surprised he was able to hang with me on that start. You know, I felt like he had a good start too, but I had a good one on the bottom, and I thought the amount I shortcutted it down the dog leg, I thought, boy, I'm going to have him clear. And then we went in the corner, you're still door-to-door, and when you're door-to-door, the outside car has control of you. And I'm pretty sure even if I beat him on that start, he was still going to hound me and probably get by me. They had the best car. They tuned it in. We had a good car for sure, but once they tuned it in towards the end of the second stage, that was the best car on the racetrack. He just had to get up front, and he did. And so I'm proud of the Shell Pennzoil team. We did a great job all day execution-wise, you know, staying up front, good pit stops, getting us back up front when we lost our track position, and overall a solid day. It was a stage win and some points in the second place. So we'll take it. It's not a win. Second hurts, but we'll move on and go to Atlanta.
Atlanta it is. Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 is next Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Marvelous Marvin Hagler has died near his home in New Hampshire. He was 66. Marvelous had to remind David Letterman back in 1985 he legally changed his name to Marvelous.
Last guy that called me Marvin, I tell you, he didn't look too good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.